for us, a dominant performance, 8 tries to 2 against Hunslet. Not the game many would expect. I'm expecting a tight physical contest. It was physical down the middle, but out wide you just seemed to have the edge on them.
Yeah, we executed a game plan, and that's what's most pleasing for me today. We normally have a lot of joy in what we do, and then we kind of go away from it because we've had a little bit too much joy and we want to try something different with obviously how many strike players we've got. But today we stayed a bit boring. You know, we ran down our left, their right. We seen a little bit of a weakness in their defence, and obviously playing towards Macca and Jesse, you know, that's obviously a strength in any team. So, you know, we went down that edge. We had joy from minute go. And you know, fair play to us, credit to the team and the core. They stuck to the game plan and it obviously worked.
You said there, we mentioned Macca. I mean, did Macca retire 12 months too early or what?
He's the only one who can answer that, but in my opinion, you know, you see his class as soon as he comes in. Even when he has quiet games on the field, he off the field, he just brings a lot of assurances in the changing room with his talk, and you just feel a lot more comfortable when he's around. So yeah, Macca, I can't sing his praises enough like I normally can't. So it's, you know, to dust the boots off and, you know, to go and put that kind of shift in and obviously score the opening try, it was, you know, phenomenal.
You always talk about your spine. You want 6, 7 and 9, that they always need to have big games and for the team to do well, and I think 1, 6, 7 and 9 all had awesome games today.
Yeah, definitely. I think Roper's experience when he's come into the team is, you know, it's probably improved everybody around the team. And I think, you know, bringing Stu in at 9, it just shows things up, you know, Tilly's a great 9, Josh, they've got a great combination, but just gives us that little bit of, you know, a different edge in attack, and we can use Tilly as an extra middle to obviously give me Shax them extra minutes on the sideline. So yeah, it's a real good combination we've got, and the fact that we can, you know, flip and change it without it really affecting anything is, you know, it's a credit to them boys.
Is this sort of the squad that you've wanted to have most of the season?
Yeah, well, this is the first week we've had an 18th and 19th man, which is, you know, it's not nice me telling players they're missing out, but, you know, it's nice to have that competition and people playing for positions. And like you said, we've not had that all year. And, you know, apart from Chris Taylor, it was, you know, we've had our strongest to pick from today. So it's encouraging going into the business part of the season. We just hope, you know, we've not given ourselves too much to do.
A word on Jordan Burns' hat-trick today. He took his chances really well, especially the first one where he broke and dummied the fullback.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's Jordan's another one. He probably wants to play fullback, but he's getting on with it. You know, he knows what he has to do for the team. You know, we've obviously spoke about that, and you know, he's been great for us. He carries well. He finishes tries, and you know, he muchly deserved his hat-trick.
What can you take from this going forward? To obviously we've got Coventry next week. That's going to be a big game. We need the 2 points early again. What will you take from this going into the training?
Yeah, we've trained really, really intense this week, and you know, when we do, we seem to take it into games, to be honest. But you know, with the numbers we've had at training this year and the bodies, how badly strapped up they've been, you physically can't do that every single week. So we've kind of got to build a little bit of momentum. We know there's only possibly 2 weeks left. So, you know, any sore bodies, we can get through it. We can carry on. We have an intense week. And, you know, obviously we're going to Coventry, the last home game of the season. So, you know, we need the points, and we need the points difference as well. So it's got to be a pretty ruthless professional performance from us.
Results have gone our way today. Obviously, we beat Hunslet and York have beat Oldham. So still in the playoff push, all on 30 points now. But so you've got to hope, you know, you need the points difference next week, and hope Bradford do a decent job in Oldham.
Yeah, we've put ourselves in a position where we have got to rely on others. But you know, you look at the fixtures. You know, Bradford obviously going for the league. It's a real tough game. Now you see the scoreline today. I think it was only 10-6. You know, that shows how good Oldham are. So yeah, it's in anyone's hands, to be honest. And we've just got to look after ourselves. Like I said, we put ourselves in a position where we have got to rely on others. But you know, we're in that spot now. We can't do anything about it. We've just got to win our next two games, and you know, hopefully that gets us in the playoffs.
Any injuries from today's game?
No, that I know of. Everyone seems to have pulled up okay. I think Macca's carrying a bad back, but you know, that's just all the carries he's been doing.
Well done today, mate. Well done the result, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.